It's Maxwell House Coffee Time, starring George Burns and Gracie Allen. With yours truly, Bill Goodwin, and the music of Meredith Wilson and his orchestra. For deep down laughs and listening enjoyment, it's George and Gracie. And for deep down coffee drinking enjoyment, it's Maxwell House, with extra flavor in the blend because of choice Latin American coffees skillfully combined. Extra flavor in the cup because Radiant Roast develops the full flavor of every coffee bean. And the result is that today more people buy Maxwell House than any other brand of coffee in the world. Two weeks ago, Gracie lost $1,000 of George's money on a chicken ranch. However, last week she started a matrimonial bureau and did much better. She only lost $400. We find her now on the telephone talking to her friend Blanche Morton.
Oh, gee, Blanche, I'd love to go shopping, but George may be in a bad mood. Uh-oh. I hear him stirring around in the bedroom now. Hold the phone. In just a minute, I'll know whether I can meet you at Magnum's or whether I'm still in the doghouse. Good morning, George, darling.
What's good about it?
Bow wow, Blanche.
Who are you talking to?
Blanche Morton. She wanted me to go shopping with her.
Your shopping days are over until you pay back the $1,400 you lost.
Oh, but George, it's spring. I've just got to have a new outfit. There's a darling one at Magnum's for only $75.
Nothing doing.
Well, all right. But I need a little money for the gas bill. Can I have that?
Sure. How much is it?
$76.
The outfit at Magnum's only cost $75. What's the extra dollar for?
Well, I was going to take a taxi.
Forget it. No new outfit this spring.
Oh, George Burns, if you don't buy me a new spring outfit, I'll go out with no clothes on at all.
You mean that?
Absolutely. Not a stitch will I wear. Now do I get some money?
Well, sure. Here's a quarter.
A quarter? What can that buy?
Nose drops. You're going to catch cold.
You're just a beast, that's what you are.
Yes, a beast that's got $1,400 coming to him. And you're going to pay it all back.
How?
I'm cutting off your allowance for a solid year.
But how will I pay back the other
$1,300? You'll have to save it on household expenses. Cut down on your gas bill, your electric bill, and go easy on the phone. Do you have to telephone your mother way up in San Francisco?
Well, that's the only way she can hear me.
My grandmother and grandfather didn't even have gas or electricity or a phone. And they got along fine. They had stamina and courage and vision.
But, George...
No buts. You should have my grandmother's economy. She had 10 children, and she was so poor she had to put them all in one big bed. But she made ends meet.
Well, with 10 in one bed, I don't see how she could help it.
Never mind. Just take a lesson from my parents and just cut down on expenses. I'll be home at 6. See that dinner is on the table. Goodbye.
So he wants to live like grandmother and grandfather, does he? Well, maybe I can accommodate him.
Well, Gracie, I hope you've got... Hey, it's dark in here. The lights are out. Gracie, where are you?
Over here, Grandpa.
Grandpa?
I have the electricity shut off, dear. Your grandmother and grandfather did without lights. They had economy, courage, and vision.
Gracie.
You said I should have your grandmother's economy.
But I can't see.
You should have had your grandfather's vision.
Well, light a candle or something so we can see to eat.
Yes, dear. Dinner's on the table. There.
Gee, those veal chops look red in the candlelight.
Well, they always look that way when they're raw.
Raw? Well, put some fire under it and cook it.
Oh, I had the gas shut off.
Gracie, when
I... Grandmother didn't need gas. When she wanted a fire, she just rubbed a couple of children together.
This is ridiculous. We'll eat at the Brown Derby. I'll go shave.
Uh-uh. No shave.
You mean
the
water's
cut off,
too?
Mm-hmm.
Now, Gracie, this is the finish.
George, remember your grandfather's courage.
Nuts to that. I'm hungry.
George, your grandfather's stamina.
I want to eat. But how can I walk into the Brown Derby without a shave?
George.
What?
Your grandfather's mustache.
Now, look here, Gracie.
I was passing by and I saw a candle burning in here. Why no lights?
We're economizing, Bill.
Why, George Burns, you miserable little miser.
Now, look here, Bill.
I've heard of guys being tight, but compared to you, Sidney Greenstreet and the hammock is loose.
I've had enough of this madhouse. I'm going down to the drugstore and get a sandwich.
Well, wait a minute, George. The kitchen is that way.
The kitchen?
Well, yeah, aren't you going to take your own peanut butter?
Goodbye, comedian.
So long, heavy spender.
I turned the lights off, Bill. I'm trying to save money so I can pay George back his $1,400.
Oh, you'll never get that much money, Gracie.
Oh, I could if our house was on a corner lot.
What good would that do?
I'd drill for oil. Haven't you noticed, Bill, that gasoline always comes up on the corner lots where the filling stations are?
Yeah, and here you are stuck in the middle of the block.
Yeah. Bill, suggest something. How can I raise $1,400 quickly?
Well, how about the races?
The races?
Well, sure. They're running tomorrow at Bay Meadows. Maybe you could win.
Oh, Bill, I could never win. My legs are too short.
Gracie, they're horse races.
Oh, well, that's even worse. I never have a chance against horses.
We better forget the races.
Say, maybe some magazine will buy George's old love letters. The ones that make me agree to marry him. Could you suggest a magazine?
Well, yeah, but Fantastic Mysteries doesn't pay very much.
Say, I'll get a prominent speaker and send him out on a lecture tour where millions of people are dying to see him, and then we'll split the profits.
Mm-hmm. Well, what prominent speaker, and where would you send him?
Mr. Churchill to Russia. Forget it, huh?
Yes, I would, Grace.
Good evening, everyone. Say, it's kind of dark in here.
Oh, I turned the lights off, Meredith. Just a moment, I'll switch them on.
Well, if I were you, I'd leave him off. This dim light makes George look positively handsome.
Oh, that's Bill Goodwin.
Oh. Hello, Bill.
Hello, Meredith.
Say, I'm glad you're here, Bill. You were wrong about that date you got me last night.
Wrong?
Yeah. You told me if I played my cards right, she'd kiss me.
Well?
Well, I won 40 straight grains of pinochle, and she never even once became
Well, that I can understand. Well, that's the last date I'll ever get you, Meredith.
Oh, but Bill, it's spring. All nature seems to speak of love and light.
Yes?
Soon the birds will be mating, the flowers budding, and the sap will be running through the trees.
Well, don't bump your head, kid. Goodbye, Gracie. I'll see you later, Casanova.
Gee, Gracie, do you think I'll ever be a ladies' man like Bill?
Oh, you don't want that kind of life, Meredith.
I don't?
No. Someday you'll meet a pretty girl and get married. And then before you know it, the house will be full of little musicians.
Well, it sure will. Those fellas just can't stay away from a pretty girl. Golly, what a problem I've got.
Yes, I know how you feel, Meredith. You know, I have a terrible problem, too. I have to raise $1,400 or my life won't be worth living.
$1,400?
Mm-hmm.
Gee, how are you going to do it?
I don't know. Let's see, now, how do other people get money? Mildred Pierce made pies. No, that's no good. I made one pie right after I got married. George ate the pan and washed the crust.
Say, Gracie, I come into a considerable sum of money as soon as my uncle dies.
Oh, how old is he?
Well, he's only 13. My father's youngest brother.
Oh, let's see now. $1,400. If I only had a pound of butter I could sell.
Well, I'm afraid I'm not much help to you, Gracie. You see, my only experience in raising money has been with musicians and vocalists. Whenever they need money, they give a concert. Say, George likes to sing. Maybe he could give a concert.
Eureka!
I do. Well, it was just a suggestion.
Oh, well, it's a wonderful suggestion. Oh, Meredith, we'll make a fortune. I'll rent the Legion Stadium or the Shrine Auditorium or someplace.
Well, do you think George could sing in the bowl?
Well, why not? He often sings in the tub. Oh, Meredith, I can't wait to tell George about this. George, I thought you'd never get home. I have wonderful news for you. We're going to make a fortune.
Gracie, if you've cooked up another of your harebrained schemes, so help me, I'll have you locked up. I can't stand any more crazy ideas.
Oh, well, now, wait till you hear it, George. We're going to rent Convention Hall.
Rent Convention Hall?
And give a concert.
Give a concert?
And you're going to sing.
Well, gee, for a minute, I was afraid it was going to be a crazy idea.
I knew you'd like it.
Ain't misbehaving all by myself. Ain't misbehaving, I'm happy on the shelf.
Oh, it's time you gave a concert, Sugar Throat.
No, I'm talking to saving my love. Oh,
oh
baby, love for you.
George,
really saving
you. Know, it's selfish to let people hear you. It's just selfish to let people hear you and not see you. A George Burns who sings only on the radio is like a rose with a wall around it.
Really?
Yes. They can't see you, they can only smell you.
Thank you for
that. Meredith Willson with his orchestra plays The Mermaid. Say, Meredith, that sea chanty you're playing really goes way back, doesn't it?
Yes, Bill, and many of such chanties were sung by the crews of the old whaling ships that sailed out of our New England ports a century and more ago.
Well, you know, sea chanties just naturally recall for me those old shipping ports along the Atlantic coast. The weathered wharves of Gloucester, the gray shingled cottages of Cape Cod, the stately captain's houses in Nantucket, and the fishing boats at anchor in hundreds of coves and harbors. All an unforgettable part of our American scene. And you know, I can't help thinking that, in its way too, Maxwell House Coffee has become a part of our American scene. You see, for generations, the mellow richness of Maxwell House has been making friends everywhere in this nation of coffee lovers. Until today, it's enjoyed by more people than any other brand of coffee in America. And it's no wonder, for fine Latin American coffees are skillfully chosen, each for its own distinctive contribution, to create the unmatched Maxwell House blend. There are Manizales for mellowness, Medellins for richness, other choice Latin American coffees for vigor, and Bucaramangas for full body. And the result is a blend so really delicious that north, east, south, and west, more people just naturally say Maxwell House when buying coffee. They know it's always good to the last drop.
April showers may come my way.
Oh, sing it to me, Daddy.
They bring the flowers that bloom in May.
Pour it on me, Papa.
So if it's raining, have no regrets, because it is raining rain, you know. It's raining violets.
Sweeter than Perry Como and hotter than Carmen Lombardo.
I guess I really got it, huh?
Oh, yes. And tonight at the concert, you're going to spread it around.
Yeah.
Why, we'll make not only your $1,400, but $14,000 besides. And you can do this every night. We'll be millionaires.
Concert every night?
Mm-hmm.
I don't think my voice could stand the punishment.
Oh, sure it can. Why, I've heard hundreds of people say that no punishment is too great for a voice like yours.
Win a tray? Well, maybe.
Well, let's wait and see how tonight's concert goes over.
All right. Meredith is over at Convention Hall now selling the tickets. I'll go over and see if he needs any more printed.
Okay.
George, speed me on my way with a song. Jet propel me with a blast from those atomic tonsils.
And when it's raining, have no regrets.
Ah, you murder. When you sing, the uranium just squirts from your throat.
Because it isn't uranium rain, you know. It's uranium violet.
Oh.
When she cries.
That line. Look at those mobs of people. Oh, Meredith, can I see you a minute?
Why, sure, Gracie.
How are you doing?
Gracie, when you sent me over here this morning, I didn't think I'd sell many tickets to George's concert.
Oh, you didn't, huh?
No, and I was right. I haven't sold a one.
Not a ticket? But look at that long line of people.
Oh, they're buying tickets to see the masked monster wrestle here tomorrow night. The tickets are going like wildfire, $5 a piece.
Well, that's ridiculous. Why should people pay $5 to hear him grunt and groan when they can hear George for two?
Well, I can't understand it either, Gracie. But whenever the monster appears, every seat is sold within an hour.
Oh, he really draws the people in, huh? Meredith, you've given me an idea. Tonight, George Burns will not only sing, he will wrestle the masked monster at the same time.
Will George agree to wrestle?
Oh, well, I won't tell him. He doesn't have to know every little detail.
But gosh, Gracie, George will start to sing and the monster will grab him.
Meredith, once George starts to sing, nothing can stop him.
But suppose the monster throws him and pounds his head on the floor. Won't that stop him?
No, no. Not as long as he keeps in time with the music. I'll go talk to this masked monster. How-do. I'm looking for the masked monster.
That's me, lady.
Oh, really? Well, they shouldn't call you that. You're not a bit like a monster.
I ain't?
No, you're just a big, ugly, fat man.
Oh, gee, thanks, lady.
And you're not even wearing a mask.
Oh, I take it off when I ain't working. It sort of relaxes me.
Oh, yeah, I know what you mean. I always take my shoes off when I go to the movies. Of course, it's not exactly the same because you don't walk on your face.
No.
Although it looks like somebody has.
Oh, that was the Bulgarian bone bender. Him and me wrestled together all the time.
The Bulgarian bone bender?
Yeah.
Well, would you like to make some extra money by wrestling my husband tonight?
Well, who's your husband?
The Hollywood hair puller.
Well, I never heard of him, lady.
Well, wrestling is just a sideline with him.
An amateur, huh? Oh, I better not.
Why not?
Amateurs don't understand the wrestling business. He might hurt me.
Oh, but you're much bigger than he is. Well, your shoulders are bigger, and your chest is bigger, and your stomach is... Well, on the whole, you're bigger.
Oh, size don't matter, lady. Even my little guy might hurt me. I ain't a very healthy monster, you know.
Really?
Yeah. You have to tell your husband to be careful with me. No toe holds. I got corns. No leg locks. I got rheumatism. And no scissors hold around my stomach.
Ulcers?
gastric acidity. And no strangleholds. I got laryngitis. And headlocks are out, too. I got sinus trouble.
You're in a terrible shape.
Yeah. You tell your husband the only safe thing to use on me is a half Nelson hold.
Oh, you poor man. On top of everything else, you've only got half a Nelson.
Yeah.
Well, would you wrestle my husband tonight if I promised he wouldn't hurt you?
Well, would he lay down and let me win?
Oh, sure.
Then I'll do it. I'm always willing to make an honest dollar.
Oh, by the way, my husband will probably wear a tuxedo tonight. You won't mind, will you?
Oh, not at all. Matter of fact, we can make that a feature of the fight. I'll tear off his coat, rip open his shirt, and pull a hair on his chest.
Oh, no, I wouldn't do that. The crowd might get too impatient waiting for you to find it.
Well, okay.
Well, I guess everything is arranged. Shall we shake hands to seal a bargain?
Okay. Oh!
Well, what happened? Did I hurt you?
Nah, just force of habit, lady.
Oh. Well, we'll see you tonight. Goodbye, Mr. Monster.
Gee, Gracie, as we came into the dressing room, did you get a look at that crowd? Every seat in convention hall is filled.
Yes, Judge, your concert is a complete sellout.
Just think, all those people are here to see me in the flesh.
And before the evening's over, they will.
Say, I noticed there's a ring set up out there instead of a stage.
I arranged that.
Why?
Well, on a stage, people could only see your face.
Yes.
And you have personality on all four sides.
Well, thanks. I hope they like me tonight.
Oh, they're bound to. After all, you're the greatest singer who ever lived.
Oh, now, Gracie, please don't say I'm the greatest singer who ever lived.
Well, name two greater.
Well, there's Caruso.
That's one.
Can I include women?
Certainly, certainly.
There's, You know something, Gracie?
What?
I'm not even sure Caruso was greater.
Hi, lady. Is this your husband?
Oh, yes, this is my husband.
I'm pleased to meet you. Put her there.
Did I hurt you? I guess I don't know my own strength.
Well, give him a good show tonight. See you in the ring. Hair puller.
Hair puller? Gracie, why did he call me that?
Well, he has you confused with a famous German opera singer, Hair Puller.
That fellow seems to know you. Who is he?
I'm glad you asked that question, George.
Well, who is he?
Who's who?
The fellow who stuck his head in here. Who is he?
I'm glad you asked that question, George.
You said that before.
Well, I'm gladder now because I thought of an answer.
Well?
He's your bodyguard.
Bodyguard?
Well, sure, you know how the girls mob Frank Sinatra. Well, naturally, they'll be after you, too, so I hired that man to protect you.
But Sinatra doesn't have a bodyguard.
He would if he had one to guard. Now, hurry, dear. It's about time for your concert.
Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. We are speaking to you direct from the ringside of Convention Hall, where we are about to broadcast a crunch-by-crunch account of the wrestling match between the masked monster who never lets his face be seen and George Burns, who's careless that way. While we're waiting for them to come out of their dressing rooms, I'm going to turn the microphone over to Bill Goodwin, who is somewhere in the audience interviewing the spectators. Come in, Bill Goodwin.
I have a lady in the balcony, Doctor.
What does the lady say?
She says no, so let's get on with the broadcast. Well, while we're waiting for the men to enter the ring, I have a special thrill for you wrestling fans. Here at the microphone with me is the Bulgarian Bone Bender, the world's wrestling champion of Arkansas and Eastern Idaho. I'm going to ask him to say a few words, and here he is.
Vorashnik,
And you're so right. The Bulgarian bone vendor just said, quote, Maxwell House coffee is appetizing, rich, full-bodied, and mellow. Coffee at its full-flavored best. Good to the last drop.
Vorashnik.
And he just added that more people buy and enjoy Maxwell House than any other brand of coffee in the world. Thank you, Bulgarian Bonebender. Goodbye.
Vorashnik.
Vorashnik. And now let... Well, now, wait a minute. I think the monster is climbing into the ring. Yes, there is the masked monster. 327 pounds of muscle. And now here comes George Burns. 122 pounds of... Well, whatever it is that holds him together. Let's listen to the ovation the crowd gives him.
Hooray!
Well, folks, in just a moment now, the fight will... Wait a minute. Here's a strange development. They're wheeling a small piano up beside the ring. I can't imagine what it's for unless it's to wheel Burns out on. Well, we'll switch you now to our microphone directly over the ring so that you can hear the contestants.
Now, look, Burns. I don't care if you butt me, kick me, scratch me, bite me, or rub rosin in my eyes. But no dirty stuff.
What are you talking about?
Come on, come on. Let's get started.
Get your hands off me. Okay, Meredith. Give me the key.
Ain't misbehaving all by myself.
Foul! Foul! No dirty stuff.
Get away from it.
Ain't misbehaving all by myself.
Oh!
Ain't misbehaving.
Oh!
All... Ain't misbehaving.
Oh!
Ain't misbehaving.
Oh!
Now look here, fat boy. I've taken all I'm going to take from you. Come here.
Oh, George, I'm so proud of you. You threw him right out of the ring.
Well, he was interrupting my singing. Fine bodyguard you picked out.
Oh, look, now I can tell you. He wasn't a bodyguard at all. He's the heavyweight wrestling champion of the world.
The champ? The champ? The champ?
Uh-huh, the champion.
Yeah, the champ. And I threw him out of the ring?
Yes, darling. Oh, I'm married to the strongest man in the world.
Gee.
Can I feel your muscles?
Sure. Go ahead. Oh, not so hard.
Join us again next week when we'll all be back. George Burns, Gracie Allen, Meredith Wilson and his orchestra, and yours truly, Bill Goodwin.
Until next Thursday, then, good night and good luck from the makers of Maxwell House, America's number one brand of coffee, always good to the last drop.
That was quite a concert, Gracie. Do you think the people like my singing?
Oh, they loved it, dear. Thousands of them are still waiting outside to get your autograph.
Gee.
And they want you to autograph the darndest things. Clubs, ropes, tar, feathers, baseball bats.
Let's sneak out the back way.
Oh, goody, goody, jello pudding tonight. It tastes like grandma's, only more so.
You ain't kidding, that's right.
And just as jello, six delicious locked-in flavors can't be beaten. So the proof of Jell-O pudding's in the eating.
The Jell-O twins are hard to find, but keep on looking in your store. When sugar shortages are over, there'll be more.
Just the taste of Jell-O pudding, or of Jell-O, and you know, it's the one and only J-E-L-L-O.
This is NBC, the National Broadcasting Company.